previously on Alcoa FM Breakfast.
On Alcoa FM, it's Ian LaRue with Legacy. It's 7:40 with Wayne Lee and Charlie T on a Wednesday morning. Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
I mentioned that today is International Beer and Tits a Day.
Hang on. I would have brought you some.
Dante, come closer to the microphone. I've got a bone to pick with you. We need to have a little bit of a conversation.
What is still dry?
You know that it's International Beer and Pizza Day today, and you knew you were going to come and visit us this morning to talk about the Valley of Dreams Music Festival. Where is the pizza, my friend?
Okay, the pizza I should have bought, but you know, I thought I could invite you for a pizza and a beer.
Oh!
Post 10 o'clock this morning, because, you know, according to the law, we're not allowed to serve beer before 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's boring. Welcome to Algo FM, Dante.
Thanks very much.
Again, but this time we're talking about something quite exciting that's coming up, which is powered by Algo FM. It's called the Valley of Dreams Music Festival. It's going to be happening at Barkins Valley in Southend on Saturday, the 30th of November, featuring some really big artists. We're talking about Rubber Duck, also talking about Jordan Arts and Just Ginger as well. Before we talk about the festival and what we can expect, what it's all about, why did you select those particular artists? Is there a reason?
Yes, there's a reason. The reason was to try and mix it up, to try and get the whole family involved. Mm. So I would imagine your 55-year-old dad would not like Jordan Arts, but his 25-year-old son would. So yeah, the idea was to have a family day and be able to, you know, bring everybody to the Valley, because that's what we're trying to do here. The Valley of Dreams is really what our goal is, and our goal is to make it a family place.
Mm.
Dante, what's the aim of the Valley of Dreams Music Festival, and what will the funds be used for?
Ultimately, what our main goal is we've got lots of things to deal with, but our main goal is to raise funds for the cluster to handle, so that's the Barkins Valley Business Cluster, in order to get to things that are not getting done, to create our green lung, our own Kirstenbosch.
Mm. That sounds nice.
For me, I believe from an ecotourism perspective and a business perspective, it needs to be addressed. We have infrastructure issues, we have criminal issues, and we have a lot of dumping issues. Mm. We would like to use this, the community to use this, business to use this. Ecotourism can thrive off of it. And we believe that it's been neglected.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's our attention.
So essentially what you're trying to do is raise funds to sort of sort out the issues.
Well, I'll give you an example. Just above the fort, we have next to one of the most pristine cycads that is, I've never seen one that big, we have somebody's couch. To get that couch, we need to abseil to it. So just an example, that quote to fix just that little portion of the valley is 178,000 rand.
Okay.
You know, we as business are trying to raise those sort of funds, you know, away from our municipalities and to push home to clean that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. There aren't a lot of businesses in the valley.
No, so that's why I need the community.
So this is why we've created the Valley of Dreams Music Festival on the 30th of November. Other than the artists that we've spoken about that will be performing, which is going to be the main attraction,
yes.
I'm assuming there's going to be some other attractions on the day as well?
Yeah, there are some local artists. I'm not wanting to name all of them right now because half of them have left me and I don't want to leave anybody out.
Mm.
The one big one is Reunion. They seem to get the party going. They play for every single type of person. And I'm really excited because it starts at 12 and we're allowed to go, I think, till 10:30, but probably won't go that late. And there's a
Try us, don't say.
Well, with Jordan Arts, we might have some lasers going in the valley as well, so you never know. There is a full kid zone. Cordoned off with safety. We are approaching Atlas to be involved with tagging the kids. There's a photograph of them. You are behind a locked area, laser games, you name it. So there's a little bit for everybody. And while you're not possibly enjoying the music, you can be enjoying the street vibe, sitting on a couch, having a drink in the middle of the street, We have done it before where it was just the street party. But now this one is obviously catering for a lot more people.
Very European vibes going
correct.
On, yeah.
There yeah.
I have to ask, tickets available at the gate? Is it online? How do people get about
getting
tickets?
On web tickets.
Web ticket, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
So, I mean, what are the issues for a lot of people that head out, particularly this idea that it's not a safe area?
Yeah.
And you mentioned safety will be taken care of on the day.
100%.
You're confident that... It's going to be secure.
We have a full safety sector allocated to it. One of the reasons why we didn't use the front grass, and this is inside a walled area, so it's the main parking lot opposite Remors.
Mm.
We actually decided to go less amount of people so that we could secure the area correctly, being the round one. We do have some funding for security, which has come from the MDBA. Thank you, MDBA. And... there will be a lot of security.
Okay.
And I think that it's not really that bad in the valley when it comes to security.
It really isn't,
You've got the Don looking after it. Don't worry. There's eyes everywhere.
Good stuff. All right. If you would like to find out more information, you can go to our website. It is powered by Algo FM, so we're quite excited about being a part of this event, which is instrumental because we are one of the businesses in the valley
as well. I'd like to just reiterate on that. This wouldn't be happening without Algo FM.
Yeah.
Algo FM has been instrumental in the cluster and really does its bit for the city.
Mm. Yeah, we try. We really are trying. Everyone's trying. So, looking forward to that. The very first Valley Your Dreams Music Festival powered by Algo FM, 30th of November. So, just going into the Ke December vibes. We'll be kickstarting it here in the valley.
At midday.
Very exciting. Well done on a great initiative.
Thank you very much.
Wishing you all of the best. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great success. You've got some great artists there that will be coming down for that. You'll find out more information on our website. Dante, thank you so much for joining us. We'll wait for the pizza and the beer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, you've got to come to me. Yeah? I'm only 100 meters away.
I know. Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.